This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ambassador Gordon Sondland is the star witness of Wednesday's congressional impeachment hearings targeting President Donald Trump. Sondland's testimony comes a day after the Intelligence Committee heard from four witnesses, three of whom directly listened to Trump's July 25th telephone call with Ukraine's president to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the top Ukraine expert on the White House National Security Council, listened in as Trump asked President Zelensky for a favor to investigate U.S. leader of the 2020 Democratic challengers, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Biden's businessman son, Hunter Biden.
It was also clear that if Ukraine pursued an investigation into the 2016 elections, the Bidens and Burisma, it would be interpreted as a partisan play. This would undoubtedly result in Ukraine losing bipartisan support, undermining U.S. national security, and advancing Russia's strategic objectives in the region.
Jennifer Williams, a foreign affairs advisor to Vice President Mike Pence, who also listened in on the Trump-Zelensky call, called the request for the Biden investigation unusual because it involved a domestic political matter. President Trump says he would strongly consider testifying before the impeachment inquiry, adding even though he did nothing wrong. And 10 Democrats seeking the party nomination to run against President Trump will square off in a debate in Atlanta Wednesday night. The two leading contenders, former Vice President Joe Biden and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, will be center stage. But one candidate drawing attention at the moment is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Polls show Buttigieg surged in a lead in Iowa, the state that will kick off the caucus and primary voting in February. For more news, please join us. VOAnews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis arrived in Thailand Wednesday to begin a three-day visit to the Buddhist-majority nation. His visit also coincides with the 350th anniversary of the first arrival of Catholic missionaries in Thailand, which was then known as Siam, and where Catholics only make up a fraction of Thailand's 69 million citizens. The Taliban on Tuesday freed the Australian Tim Weeks and American Kevin King more than 3 years since they were abducted from Kabul's American University of Afghanistan, where the pair taught. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says it's unclear when Weeks will reunite with his family.
As to the timing, I think that's very much a matter for both medical advice if it's required, but also for Tim and his family. This has obviously been an extraordinarily traumatic experience and one which they will work through and make their own arrangements for when they're ready.
The men were released in a prisoner swap for three senior militants who had been detained by Afghan authorities. The AMA is seeking to ban e-cigarettes and vaping products. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
The American Medical Association is calling for an immediate ban on all electronic cigarettes and vaping devices. The AMA adopted its position at a policymaking meeting in San Diego. The AMA cited a surge in e-cigarette use by teens and the recent outbreak of lung illnesses linked to vaping. The AMA plans to lobby for laws, regulations, or legal action to achieve the ban.
That's Mike Gracia reporting. The World Food Organization warns the humanitarian crisis in Africa's Sahel region is growing while the world pays scant attention to this unfolding tragedy. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Conflict and hunger are leading to sharp levels of displacement in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger as people flee their homes in search of safety and something to eat. The UN World Food Program reports more than 860,000 people are internally displaced across the three Sahelian countries, while they are hosting more than 270,000 refugees from other countries. WFP spokesman Hervé Verhoosel says 20 million people living in conflict-affected areas are bearing the brunt of this looming hunger and malnutrition crisis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Experts say North Korea is pushing for major concessions from Washington before it agrees to resume working-level talks or hold another summit with the United States. North Korea said Tuesday that the U.S. decision to postpone joint military drills with South Korea is not enough for it to return to the negotiating table. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.